So we're going to learn the Tiferes Shimshon on Parshas Ha'azinu, which is, of course, next week's Parsha, but a week from tonight, we're going to have Mirza Hashem, a very nice tish in honor of the Aseret Yemei Teshuva. So we're probably not going to have the Svad, and we're going to speak then, of course, about Teshuva and good stuff. But so we're going to cover our next week's base on Ha'azinu now, and additionally, we're going to speak about Rosh Hashanah at the end of this and put it all together. So there's a pasuk in Parshas Ha'azinu, Vayidaber is called Divrei Hashir Hazais Ba'ozne Ha'am. Parshas Ha'azinu is written as a poem. If you ever see the way it's written in a Sefer Torah, it's two columns. And we call it a shira. The Torah calls it a shira. In fact, there are Rishonim that say that the mitzvah of the Ata Kisvu Lachem Es Hashira Azais, the last mitzvah in the Torah, is to write a Sefer Torah. And that's it. But it's really, it's called the shira. So some say, well, the whole Torah is called the shira. But others say, no, it's to write a Sefer Torah that contains Parshas Ha'azinu, which is the shira. So it's obviously a very, very important part of the Torah, and it's called a Shira. And Rav Pinchas asks the obvious question, Sarach Bior, Madua Nikras Parshas Ha'azinu Shira. Why in the world would Parshas Ha'azinu be called a Shira? It rhymes, it's written sort of in a poetic fashion, but it's not a classical Shira. V'arilach Eira Inin Shira Hu Mitaych Simcha V'ashiv Cheshal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we think of song, we think of praise, of extolling HaKadosh Baruch Hu's virtues and singing his gratitude to him. What is Ha'azinu all about? We find Shira on miracles, that we have a spontaneous response of Shira on Hallel. Of a Parshas Ha'azinu Shidivrei Teichacha, what is Parshas Ha'azinu? Parshas Ha'azinu, if you go through the psukim, is really nothing much more than giving Musar to Klal Yisrael. That's all it is. Moshe Rabbeinu is giving Musar to Klal Yisrael, giving Teichacha, Umadua Hinekra Shira. So why would the Torah itself call this a Shira? It's not a standard classical understanding of Shira. Shira, if let's say I would say, okay, I'm gonna sing a beautiful song. You're going to think I'm going to pull out a guitar and sing some, you know, nice Jewish music, and instead I give a dirge, and I give a fire and brimstone musar shmos about how terrible everybody here is. I don't think anyone would really say, hey, that wasn't fair, you called it a song. So why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or the Torah, calling Ha'azinu a song, when really Ha'azinu, if you dissect it, is really more of a musar shmos? The Ayin Targum Reshi Ashirim, Shemaina as Parshas Ha'azinu ben Esra Shira Shenemer. There were 10 major shiras throughout history. And if you want to know where that list of the top 10 or the only major 10 shiras throughout history are, you take out a Shira Shirim and you look at the Targum right at the beginning of Shira Shirim, and you'll find the whole list of all of the major shiras in the world. So there's Az Yashir, and then there is another one, Az Yashir Moshe Alei Be'er, and then one of them, and then there's Shiras Devaira, and others, Shiras David, but there is, this is counted as one of the 10 Shiras, so obviously it really is a bona fide Shira. Vashiras Shamhem Kulam Al Nisma, if you look through all those Shiras, they're all pretty much on miracles. Kama Shiras Hayam, of course, Be'er, Shiras Devaira, V'chana, Bitzarachim Neimam Mono Games Shiras Ha'azinu Beinem. Okay. Vine Beparshas Ha'azinu Meina Akasa V'Hailach Es Kol Seder Ha'Olam Kulay. If you look through these psukim and Ha'azinu, you'll find that it's really world history that is really brought out through this psukim and Ha'azinu. Mibriyasei V'Atzei, from the beginning of creation until the end. Umivaris Hanhagas Hashem Yisbarach Ba'Olam B'Chlaloi. It speaks about the general hashkacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the world, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu really is orchestrating all world affairs in general. V'gam pratei habrum kulam, and also the specifics of all of the creatures, every single person, their mazim, the parsha zu, are merumas in this parsha. In fact, there's a famous story, meaning what he just said was, not only is Klal Yisrael b'chlal, and the, you know, in world history, b'chlal mentioned in Hazinu, but the fate and the destiny of every single person is found in Hazinu. So if you would be able to really figure out a way to crack the code, you'd be able to see how your individual name is in Parshas Hazinu. In fact, the Ramban once said this, and there was, amongst his Talmidim, there was a famous Talmud by the name of Avner. And Avner was a Talmud that went off the derech. He thought that going OTD was something, you know, very recent, a recent Jewish phenomenon that people just go off the derech. No, it's been happening for at least 1,000 years. In the time of the Ramban, he had a Talmud, Avner, and this Talmud was if you're a Talmud of the Ramban, that means you must be, you know, have at one point been very, very, very good in learning. And for some reason, he was disillusioned, and he disenfranchised himself from Klal Yisrael. And he happened to be in the room when the Ramban, this is legend, but it's a famous legend, and I assume it's true. He was in the room when the Ramban was espousing this that we just said, that every single person's name is found in the Torah, in Parshas Hazinu. And he says, Rebbe, where's my name found? And without...
He invited him to walk and eat pork cooked on Yom Kippur. And then he said, I may eat soon, but I overcooked now. The Ramban said four. He said, no, five. But why is a four so low? He said, no, how many chiyuvi kolis? Sorry. The Ramban said four. He said, no, five. And then the Ramban said, why go off? He said that.
I didn't hear that version, but okay. So the Ramban says that, so this Avner, who was, going off the derech, or he went off the derech, he asked the Ramban, where is my name found? So without missing a beat, the Ramban says it's in the pasuk that says, Amarti af ehem ashpisa me'enesh zichram. I said that I will scatter them, meaning Rishon, I will scatter them all across the world. Afayim, Ashpisa, Enishmim. And I think the third letter in the Psukim there, the third letter of each of the third letter of each of those four words spells out Avner. Thank you. Amarti Afayim, Ashpisa me Enish Zichram. So in the word Amarti, the third letter is a resh. In the word Afayim, the third letter is an aleph. In the word Ashpisa, it's a beis. And the word me'enosh, it's a nun. So that spells out Avner.
I think it's up from Afayim and then Zichron.
Avner. Okay, it works with mine also. My way, just it's jumbled.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But, all right, so that is, so, and now there's Chiluk Edeis, what happened when the, so meaning, the Ramban said to him that your name is Merum is not too good a pasuk about how I'm going to, basically, I will scatter them throughout the world, and Ashpisim and Shzuchim, I will make their memories cease to exist amongst humanity. And when Avner heard this and saw, I guess, so clearly that the Torah was addressing him, so the legend has it that he basically went on a boat and he just set sail to like some wild blue yonder, never to be seen again, but they say that he did tshuva. But that is every single person is somehow, some way, merumas in Parshas Hazinu. In Parshas Hazinu. So it's basically world history, and human history and all of Klal Yisrael's history, all wrapped up in this song. U'b'seif ha'parsha nemar. At the end of Parshas Hazinu, it says, Ru'u ata, you should see now, ki ani anihu. This is a very, very important pasuk in Chumash. Ru'u ata, make it your business to really understand and to see and to observe. Ki ani anihu, I am I who is doing all this. Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is basically telling Klal Yisrael, I am the one that controls human history. I am the one that controls human history and personal history and Klal Yisrael's destiny. Everything happens in this world because of me. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying. I don't know how many other psukim you find that really speak directly to Hashgacha Pratis than this pasuk. Where do you find the pasuk of this? Re'u ata ki ani anihu. See now that I am it. This whole parsha, this whole shira that I just told you about world history from Bryas Olam till the end of time, Re'u ata ki ani anihu, it's from me. I'm the one that's pushing all the buttons and that's steering the wheel and that's driving the ship, whatever metaphor you want to use. I am him. I am he. Hainu leimer. Shekol seder mahalech habriya hiskalgel, rak b'chtei legalis ulevara b'achas hayam mis'oitzim yichud yisbarach. Meaning, the whole point of world history, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create this experiment called planet Earth with all of the history, with all the world, with all the countries, and with all the wars, and with all of the back and forth and the technologies and all of the destruction and the peace? And why? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do all this? For what? Ru'ata ki ani anihu. I want that at the end of time, b'achris hayamim, everybody should see that I exist. And everybody will admit that I exist. And everybody will see how there was divine providence in everything that ever took place in the world. Nothing happened without HaKadosh Baruch Hu guiding it. V'imkein nimtza shekol mahalich habriya al kol pratov ha'irak amnas la'agiyo lo'isachish l'shabech es HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'mafreya al kol ma'isa. We're going to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything happening that ever happened in the world. K'she yisbar yichudu b'chal asher asa. When we see clearly what happened. V'nimtza sheshira zu hishira al kol asheris. In a sense, this is a shira that in a way transcends all shiras because it includes all shira in it. Shiras kol ha'olam kulam mitchilas v'atzev l'barit. This is an all-inclusive song. And let's see what his mashal is. Mashal mishan iskal be'evan. Let's say somebody trips over a rock. Nafal v'nifza. And he falls, he trips badly, and he gets all bruised up. V'halach reif, he has to go to a doctor because he broke some bones. U'be'emtza aderech matza matman yakar mikol yakar. On the way to the doctor, he's limping and he's schlepping himself to get to the doctor's office. And guess what happens? On the way, he finds a treasure, $1 million treasure chest on the way. She'im misaper rak ech she'nofa v'nifza ein zushira. So if he only says how he fell and he got bruised up, that's not a song. Avol misaper es mahalach hadvar maltumam hari kol asiper hishira. She misaper ech dafka idei nefila es galgul advarim she'otzer cholachas dafka b'derek zu umatzas hamatmein v'es asherai sheraiv. What is a shira? If he just says, guys, I broke my leg, I had a terrible accident, I think we could all agree that's not a song. But let's say he says, you have to hear this, it's unbelievable. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made me trip over that rock. I was about to go in the other direction, but Hashem made me go to a doctor. On the way to the doctor, I never would have gone down that pathway in that forest, but because I went there, I found a tremendous wealth. I was able, I found this treasure chest with diamonds and rubies and pearls. Unbelievable. That's a shira. Why is it a shira? Because I'm showing how there was a whole plan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had, not just the good thing that happened, but how HaKadosh Baruch Hu even did the bad in order to bring about good for me. That's a song. That's a great song. A song, if you're right, if it's just Teichecha, if it's just Musar, that's not fun. That's not beautiful. But if it's Teichecha, with the ultimate realization that this all the Teichecha was really all for the divine good, that there should be, that Klal Yisrael should be Matzliach, that the world should have a Hiskalos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that personally I should succeed in something that I did, that's an amazing shir. Isn't that a beautiful song? That you know that if that had not happened to me, then I never would have had it. V'chein kan, af al pi, shemisaper es seder ha'ilam anagas v'chal ha'mikim shekaru v'rab min ha'dvarim enam t'v'yishev v'fereshim. If you look in Hazino, it doesn't sound like it's really direct praise of Hashem. Ach, since the story ends in that there will be a hiskalos, ani hu, you're gonna see from this whole thing how I am me. That means that the whole world history is looked at through this prism. That's a song. That's an even more powerful song. If I just sing, you know, how my life is perfect, all right, that's nice, but that's not such a great song. That's just bragging. But if I could show how, as a result of something really bad that happened to me, it was a tremendous bracha that came out, and I could show Hashgacha Pratis, that's a very beautiful song. That's a song that really shows how HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about me personally.
Oh, I just got an idea. We go around the moon and say stuff good that came out of the past 7 months. I'll start.
All right, so you'll start? Okay.
Okay. I thought incapable of being able to love with a chavrusa at home, and now I realize I am over the phone or over Zoom. At first, people weren't able to understand me over the phone now. Oh, Hashem, I feel great that I didn't have. Also, davening. I realized I could keep up with a people. And we're missing it.
Right. Anyone else want to volunteer?
I got a job out of it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How'd that happen?
I was teaching somebody, whatever, something in person, and then we ended up doing it over Zoom, and then I got more clients.
Wow. What do you teach?
Fitness.
Sorry?
Fitness,
wow.
Yeah.
Max, you got something?
I don't know, the Baruch Hashem is still continuing with the daf every day.
Yeah.
Even we're almost halfway through Erev, but still.
Yeah. I'll tell you something that happened in Yeshiva. I think it's a tremendous, we had Corona. By Purim, right? We basically were sent home. She was shut down. And it was, that wasn't a good development, right? I think we all really needed to be in yeshiva. And then a couple of, a month, maybe 2 months after we were shut down, there was a police car that was zooming down 150th Street. It was an Erev Shabbos. I don't remember which parasha it was. And it was it doesn't matter. But, for some reason, it lost control of the car. And it smashed right into the front doors of Yeshiva. That's why we still have not repaired it. Why we haven't repaired it is another story. I think somebody told me that Turo, in order to repair anything over a certain amount of money, needs to get five different estimates and bids and whatever. It's a very complicated process so it's still, it's probably happened at least 3 months ago and it still hasn't been fixed. It doesn't look so great, but
the insurance
also maybe. Anyway, but the point is that I was thinking when I heard about this, I heard of somebody told me about it on Shabbos. I didn't hear about it right away. And then Matzai Shabbos, I came here with my kids to check it out, and it was crazy. It was crazy. I mean, now they cleaned it up, but there were two the two big potted plants, or maybe three. You see the other potted trees, but you know there were three others, and this cop just smashed it. That's why there's like broken windows even higher up. The whole police car broke apart. Like there was pieces of police car all over the area, and from the all the dirt in those potted plants were all over the place. But anyway, that's the least of it. What I was thinking is that, and again, there was maybe, I'm sure there's 10 trillion reasons why HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought Corona to the world, but on a very personal yeshiva level, God forbid if, let's say, we would have been in session and it was a Friday afternoon and it was about the time of Shkia, like when people would be walking into the building, who knows what would have happened. That's a Shira. Meaning, if you just speak about Corona, oh man, what a horrible event. Why did it, you know, you hear so many people, you know, complaining about 2020 and what a terrible year it was. And you know, it's true, it was a terrible year. But, like, you know, your story, this story, there was, it didn't happen randomly. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings bad stuff to the world, but there, if you look carefully, if you can, we don't always know the reason. You know, if somebody says, okay, find me good in the Holocaust, you can't, no one can. But on a certain level, and again, it's way above my pay grade, but on a certain level, there must be some reason, and a good reason, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought that. No one should ever dare try to speculate what that reason is, but if HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it, there must be a reason. But to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu really, 2020 was a really horrible year, and everybody's, you know, sort of saying that. Somebody showed me like one of these funny videos that there was a guy like in a coma. Anyone get see this? I was like in a hospital, and he's like beep beep, like there's the hospital bed, and he's like in a coma, and then all of a sudden his like wife is next to him, and he wakes up, and she says, honey, you're up, you're alive. He says, what do you mean? He said, you've been in a coma for months. He says, what year is it? She said, it's still 2020. He says, and then he goes back into the coma. You know, like that's the you know, the 2020 is a horrible year. But there's bracha in that. And if we just look at things as being horrible and we end off Tavshin Pei saying, whoa, thank God, Tichle Shana V'Kilisa, that was a really cursed year, and let's hope that Tavshin Pei Aleph is a better year. And, you know, many people, I'm sure, are saying that. I'm sure that's the drasha of many Rabbanim come Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and it's probably going to be one of my drashas as well. But, you know, but you have to be careful with what you're saying, because, you know, there's so much bracha in the bad. And in life, we have to constantly sing a shira to Hashem, even for the bad. Hazino is a shira that seems to be pretty, pretty dark. But the fact of the matter is that since at the end we could say, but it's for the good, that itself turns the entire bad episode into a beautiful shira. If we can say, if we can look at something and say, Baruch Hashem, I think that, you know, there is a good, there's a silver lining to this cloud. It's going to be good. You'll see the Ashkacha Pratis. You'll see HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant it. And there's a zillion of these stories. I could sit here the whole night. It's very important, by the way, and I speak about this all the time, and I actually do it now. Sometimes I just speak about things, I don't do them. But I actually started doing it, is to make a Ashkacha Pratis journal, which means take like a notebook, or, you know, you could do it on your phone if you want to, if you have like a, you know, an app that had like notes or whatever. Every time something hashkacha pratistic happens to you, you know, when you cross, you have to bend down to tie your shoelace, and then you realize that had you gotten into the car a second later, you know, there was a car that just, you know, jumped a red and, you know, would have probably crashed. Whatever it is, write it down. You know why? Because if you don't write it down, you're not going to remember 5 minutes later that there was a Yad Hashem. The Yetzirah wants you to forget the Hashkacha Pratis stories, because Hashkacha Pratis really is proof to God's existence. You can't see God, you can't feel God, you can't hear God. So the one thing that we do have is being able to connect the dots of our own personal lives and seeing how so many things that are impossible to happen randomly, if not for a God, happen. So now whenever something happens that's like Hashgacha Pratis type of thing, I write it down right away. Even a silly thing. You know, my son Shlomo is a very, very small example. He went back to Eretz Yisrael after, right now, like 2 weeks ago, near Rosh Chodesh Elul, and he was supposed to go on a group flight with all of his friends from his yeshiva. It was like a flight, that like a Delta, I think, was stopping off in Paris and then going to Eretz Yisrael. Now, I had gotten the number to the contact information of the travel agent. I was supposed to book a ticket for him, and sometimes I get a little absent-minded, and I think I do something, and I didn't. And like as we're getting closer, he says, "Todd, did you book my ticket?" I was like, "Yeah, I think I did." And then like, you know, I'm thinking, and then I realized that it's complicated, but I didn't end up doing it, okay? And I felt really, really bad that I didn't do it because all of his friends were on that flight and there was no seats left on that flight. And I was like, oh my gosh, all right. So he doesn't have a ticket. He's probably not going to get back to Eretz Yisrael now. And he's definitely not going to be on the flight with his friends. And then I was scrambling to find a different ticket. Anyway, Baruch Hashem, he ended up finding a different ticket with a stopover in London. And at London, he had a lot of friends who are live in England that were going to join him at the second leg of that trip. And it turned out fine. He calls me up. Don't worry, that plane that went to Paris didn't crash. I know you're expecting that. That would be too cool. No, I'm joking. But what happened was that he said, "Ta, I'm so happy that you didn't get me on that flight." I said, "Why?" So he said, "Every guy on that flight that stopped in Paris lost his luggage. They can't find it. It's like one guy's luggage is in Hawaii, one guy's luggage is in New Zealand or whatever. Their luggage is like Corona, like, you know, they're like catching Corona all across the globe." And Baruch Hashem, his flight, you know, on air, you know, his British Airways, Baruch Hashem landed nicely, got his luggage, everything was fine. It's a very small story. I know it's not a dramatic thing. It's not going to make it into a Pesach Ron book, but I'm just saying personally, how there is a Yad Hashem in everything. And even though you're upset with something, have patience because Hashem has a reason. Hashem didn't want me to book that flight. I didn't do it b'pshia. I wasn't like looking to be absent-minded. I just happened to have, you know, mishandled the whole thing. But there was a Yad Hashem in it. And when you see these little stories, or sometimes really big stories, I could tell you big stories also maybe a different time, but if you see these things, this is the Yad Hashem. And it turns the entire bad story when you have a happy ending and you don't just say, "Wow, I had great luck because I..." You say, no, this is the Rabbeinu Shalom that did this. And you're going to know, Ru'ata ki ani ani hu. If you're able to come away with the right lessons from Hashgacha Pratis and see how everything in life, even though it seemed very bad, but there was a good reason that came out of it. If not for this, you know, then that would not have happened. How many times do we know, you know, like, you know, a guy's going out with a girl and then they thought they were getting married and then she, you know, she dumped him or whatever and the guy's miserable for half a year. He can't live with himself. And then, like I said, I always tell the guy, be patient. Just trust me on this, okay? You'll see, yeah, this one didn't work out. You're going to find the girl. You're going to say, "Thank God that I didn't marry that first girl because she was totally not for me. This girl is for me." And it happens every single time. I'm not a nubby. I just know this is the way the Rabbeinu Shalom operates. He doesn't try to make things go bad for us. He has our back. He's trying to protect us. And it doesn't seem like he is. We have tightness. How could you allow it? You don't know. Sometimes, you know, you get fired from a job and it's a very big crisis and it is. But sometimes, you know, one door closes and another door opens. And that new door that's open is an opportunity that you never would have ever had you stayed at that first job. And this is true for everything in life. And, you know, there's books, there's series of books that are written just about Hashgacha Pratis. Those are shiras. That's a personal song. Now, the song ends on a high note. And that's what makes the whole thing into a song. If you're just going to tell me a depressing story about your life, nobody wants to hear it. That's not a song. But if you could tell me a depressing story that has a happy ending and you connect the dots and say, "This is why the Rabbeinu Shalom did that," beautiful. That's a song. That's Hazinu. Hazinu is saying, Teichacha, Musar, beginning of the world, end of the world, all the Avners of the world, and all the terrible things, and what we did wrong, and how we could have done different. But at the end, Ba'achris Hayam, we're going to see every single step of the way how there was an exact plan. How whatever happened in history, big and small, was for Klal Yisrael, was for the good of humanity, was for Hiskalos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name could be revealed to everybody. And that's really what Rosh Hashanah is. And that's why I wanted to learn this piece before Rosh Hashanah, even though we're not going to learn Hazinu until later, until Shabbat Shuvah. Because we go into Rosh Hashanah, if you want to know what Rosh Hashanah is, this is Rosh Hashanah. We're being Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu as our Melech. What does that mean? We're saying he's the king, and he's supreme, and he rules. What does it mean he rules? Everything that happens is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to happen. Nothing happens out of the purview of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing that happens that's, you know, bad luck, coincidence. Those are not words that exist in the Torah's language. Everything is with Ashkacha Pratis. Everything is exact. Is bedikta. Don't think that if you trip and you scuffed your pants and you ripped a brand new pair of Shabbos pants and you're so angry with yourself and how could this happen? Then you get angry at God. Take it easy. There's a reason for it happening. Why? How? Tell me how. I don't know, but just let it play out a little bit and you'll maybe figure out. But you don't always know the reason. But you could rest assured that there's always a positive reason that happens for everything. Everything. And you don't always have to know the answer, and it doesn't always have to end, like I said before, with like a tragedy. And you know, you miss the flight, but then the flight, you know, crashes. You don't need that. You just have to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech. And if he's the Melech, then we have to really behave ourselves because he's controlling everything. We have to be scared of him, and we have to embrace him. We have to get on his good side. We have to do tshuva and get as close to him as possible because he has everything. Anything that we need, everything that we want, he has. So we want to make sure that the Hashgacha Pratis that he's doing for us is going to really be the best thing for us. And it's not going to be Chas V'Shalom a punishment, but it's all going to turn out for the best in an immediate way. And amidst Hashem, we should all be zeicha to a beautiful Tav Shem Pei Aleph. Tav Shem Pei was good, but Tav Shem Pei Aleph is going to be great. And the Shira of our lives should be evident, and it should be beautiful, and it should be the most melodious song ever, ever composed. Mm-hmm.